Hello, respective viewers. It's George from Ireland. So welcome back to my channel. Anyway, today, Dmitry Peskov, that is Vladimir Putin's spokesman, he confirmed rumors that come out in the Azerbaijani media, as the Azerbaijani media is all controlled by the government there. The regime, perhaps, I should say. Now, Dmitry Peskov, he is very fork-tongued. He's Russia's foremost disinformant. Of the public and of the world, but even the devil can speak true on occasion. And he said, yes, it confirms that Russian troops are being pulled out of Nagorno-Karabakh. So that means on the mountain, Black Garden. It's a melange of Russian, Farsi, and Azerbaijani, that place, which tells you of its colorful history having passed through many hands. So it's an area that was almost exclusively ethnically Armenian, until last year, but was legally Azerbaijani. And that's partly because Stalin deliberately allotting it to Azerbaijan. More Armenians brought in the 1930s. Anyway, so the Russian troops were there since November 2020, when that Azerbaijani-Armenian war ended in Azerbaijani victory. They pushed the Armenians out of some of Nagorno-Karabakh. And they even made inroads into Armenia proper. So they just to sort of overwhelm the Armenians. Maybe mustn't exaggerate the scale of the Azerbaijani victory in that eight-week war. They hadn't taken back the whole of Nagorno-Karabakh, and they'd not gone deep in there. But nonetheless, the Armenians were exhausted. They had a lot of assets destroyed, and their weapons were at least a generation behind the Azerbaijani ones. They'd purchased things from Turkey, Bayraktar drones in other countries. They'd got some Israeli military technology because Armenia, despite being a Christian country, is very friendly with its neighbor, Iran. And Iran just sees it as a counterweight to Azerbaijan. Anyway, so Russia intervened and mediated peace in Moscow. So Putin was glad that he could act as the arbiter there, and he thought enhanced Russian prestige and sway in the Caucasus. So 1,500 Russian peacekeepers be deployed. But then Azerbaijan started attacking again. The Ukraine war had started. Baku correctly surmised that Putin would not think it's worth the bones of a Russian grenadier. They supposedly he withdrawn some key peacekeepers, needed every man he could get for the Ukraine war, and thought Armenia's got nowhere else to go. They're not going to abandon us. They're a small country of under 3 million people, mountainous, landlocked, bereft of any valuable resources. They're dependent on us economically. 500,000 Armenians are working in Russia. They get cheap weapons from us. Where are they going to go? If we cut them loose, they'll just be annihilated by the Azerbaijanis. Remember the Armenian genocide? That could be repeated. They got Turkey on the other side, who are the cousins of the Azerbaijanis. So no matter how badly they're just going to have to beseech us for weaponry. We're not giving it. We can't afford to spare any. And the Russians don't want to irk Azerbaijan. Three times the population of Armenia and about 10 times the wealth, because they've got oil and gas. They're important. Azerbaijan's neutral in this war against Ukraine. It's trading normally with Russia. Azerbaijan matters a lot more. And also Azerbaijan's big friend, Turkey, the only NATO country not to have imposed any sanctions on Russia, and a lot of Turkish companies, they have facilitated sanctions evasion. So now the Russian troops are also on Armenia's border with Turkey, patrolling there, and Russia wants that. Russia wants this conflict, or frozen conflict, at least there, which gives it leverage in the region, selling weapons to both sides, posing as an honest broker. But they had to be rather a dishonest broker and just look the other way. Azerbaijani ceasefire violations. Azerbaijan's opinion matters. Armenia's doesn't. And that's the cruelty of realpolitik. So letting down Armenia. Now, Armenia's a member of the CSTO, Collective Security Treaty Organization, which is a six-member former Soviet military alliance led by Russia. So Russians said, no, we're not defending Nagorno-Karabakh because illegally that's Azerbaijani. We will defend Armenia proper. But Azerbaijan did invade Armenia proper. They didn't penetrate very deep, I think deliberately. They didn't want to poke the bear too much and so on. And in the 2023, Azerbaijan took over really the whole of Nagorno-Karabakh. Russian peacekeepers stayed there, did nothing to stop them, and then expelled the Armenian civilian population. They blocked that road for ages. They couldn't get food or medicines down there. And then some of the handful of Armenian politicians were arrested and taken to Baku, stood trial, a completely rigged trial, of course. So that's it. So Russia's pulled them out. Now, Nikol Pashinyan, he's been prime minister since a bloodless revolution in 2018. A journalist, he speaks fluent English, and he's not cut from the same cloth as the previous Armenian leaders. He's much more independent-minded, genuinely neutral, but felt very let down that Russia had not helped at all, really, not sell them more weaponry, anything like that. And possibly had twisted Azerbaijan's arm not to go even further in 2020. Because if Azerbaijan had, that might have actually weakened Russia's position. But maybe that's why they did it. And maybe Russia felt they've got to do something eventually. The other CSTO countries say, Russia's useless, they'll abandon us. The most recent time the CSTO did something was January 2022, just before the Ukraine war, when there were massive demonstrations against price hikes, corruption, defalcation, exploitation and oligarchy in Kazakhstan. And the Kazakh police, they shot dead over 200 unarmed protesters. And they made this cock and a bull story about 10,000 armed terrorists from out of nowhere suddenly invading Almaty, who vanished without trace and no bombs or guns ever found. So that's why the CSTO sent troops to secure various locations like airports, leaving the Kazakh security forces free to massacre unarmed civilians. So Turkey doesn't recognize the Armenian genocide. Well, surprise, surprise, because their predecessors, the Ottoman state, did it. Now, I'm not saying Turks are bad. No one should be mistreated. I've been to Turkey many, many times. I'm not saying all Armenians are good. And nobody in Turkey alive today is responsible for the Armenian genocide. Nonetheless, it did happen. Not wishing to be impolite, but it did. And even if the figures are inflated and some Turkish civilians were murdered too, yes, that's true. Having taken all that into account, the Armenian genocide was real. So why is Russia putting these troops out? Is it because they need them for Ukraine? Possibly for that. Is it because they're signaling their displeasure with the Pashinyan administration, saying you're publicly talking about leaving the CSTO? See how you cope without us. Because Azerbaijan might take that as a green light, as a golden opportunity. Let's go now. And they could go all the way to Yerevan. I've seen Azerbaijani government maps claiming Yerevan is there, the capital of Armenia, almost the whole of Armenia, and more and more and more. And they're obviously falsifiers of the historical chronicles, and they've often sometimes deliberately destroyed Armenian gravestones in various places to pretend that Armenians didn't live there before a certain date, and Armenians are only ever guests of the region. So it's very dispiriting. This is sort of a Stalinist level of rewriting history. It's shocking, deceitful, and ahistorical. But could he put out of the CSTO? There's a big Russian military base at Gyumri, the second city of Armenia in the north of the country. And say, you've got to leave. You can no longer patrol the Turkish border. Surprise, not been an effort to oust Pashinyan and replace him, who remains surprisingly popular considering he lost that 2020 war. He's talked about wishing to join the European Union. They were nowhere near getting candidate status. This defense treaty, France has given him a tiny bit of military equipment. But really, I'm afraid that Putin is right in a sense. They do have nowhere to go. But they say, but we're getting nothing for it. We've pleaded. We've asked politely. We're in a desperate situation. And he's still doing nothing. But Russia can't afford to sell these assets or certainly give them away for free. The Iranians need weapons for themselves. This face-off against Israel and possibly other countries. So I feel very sorry for the Armenians. They are prisoners of their geography. As Napoleon said, your country's geography defines its politics. And they have reasonable relations with Georgia, but Georgia is susceptible to pressure from Russia, which borders it to the north, which is occupying its regions, Abkhazia, and indeed South Ossetia. Azerbaijan may well attack. Well, why wouldn't you? Because the world's distracted and Western countries dare not take firm action against Azerbaijan. They need that oil and gas pumping to keep energy prices down, which actually are fairly low. So that the energy weapon really hasn't worked for Putin. People have found alternative sources of energy. There's obviously going ahead with renewable energy, and in 10 years wouldn't be able to use it at all. So this is it. Even if Armenia gets into be a candidate member of the European Union, that might be in 10 years from now. When will they get into the European Union? Maybe never. Take ages. All 27 member states have to approve. Turkey has had candidate status for, my God, is it 37 years? When they got it back then, it was the European Economic Community. So there is really no alternative. They're not even talking about trying to join NATO. But it's a sign of Russia's feebleness that they seem to have made no effort to oust Pashinyan. And people largely agree with them. They're often rancorously disappointed that Russia has done really nothing to support them. Right. So as a part of a sign of Russia's feebleness, they're doing it. It's appeasing the Azerbaijanis for one thing. But, you know, if Russia leaves the region altogether, then the Azerbaijanis could go all the way through Armenia and link up with Turkey. I'm a bit worried what was going to happen to the Armenians. Israel's run in this mess. Well, I mean, as I say, that's possibly true, because if it strengthens Azerbaijan, that's good for them against Iran. Distract Iran, another problem in Iran's backyard. Thank you for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon. Donate on PayPal, georgecallahan79@gmail.com. Bye.